Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
The male does, but the female has a difference in the way that she, in registering her life force, because she's the life bringer or the life giver. And the other part that we celebrate, and we say this is, you know, the Christ birthday, but the part that we have to understand is it's his that story is taken, what the male comes upon the earth, the female birth. So this is really, technically, this is Mary's birthing of the male child, if that's the story that they want to use, but it would be her birthday, his earth day. But what Santo Bonacci, and I would go ask people if they really want to hear him, go to Astro Theology. That's one of his YouTubes that he does. His name is Santo Bonacci. But he also talks about the heavenly body. Aries is the, when he talked about Taurus, because the part is that Aries is the head. He talks about Adam Kaiman, the heavenly body. Aries is the, and what he's given is a depiction of our body in its universal power, being able to do what he was sharing in the anointing and rebirthing and continuation of life force. The part of what we just had is this is the 10th anniversary day. I mean, December 21st, 2012 was the crossing of the galactic center. We're now in back into alignment, and that this is a very important part of our activation of the jump DNA, because we're now basically this planet, the new Earth, and our solar system is in what we call the photon belt. And what we're doing is that these are parts of this solar system now being in alignment within the Milky Way, where these energies that we have not experienced in 26,000 years are bathing the planet, and the alignment of the planet And what we're having now is the moving into the fifth world. We're in the fifth world. And moving into this world and the ending of an era of this 2,160 years, we're now in a new consciousness that we're now having activated by coming into these alignments. And if you notice that, it's very, very cold. And if you look up, there is no cloudy skies. I know down here, the skies are perfectly clear. You can see all of the stars and the alignment, even part of the Milky Way if you go out late enough at night, because we're connected. There's no distortion at this moment, because what's happened is the sun has made its journey across the equator. And now it's coming back, and it's on its journey back to the north. And with this activation, we're being given this new energy in the sign of Capricorn. Because in this sign of Capricorn, we're now dealing with the energies and the alignments from the planetary alignments in a higher activation. This happens every 61 days. And what happens is that we cross that and we come back, and this is part of the cycle. But where we are in the Milky Way is now a part of the re-evolution of human. And so we're in a great time, and the purpose that we came to the planet to do this activation and remembering our cosmic self and being able to continue on with this new evolution. So it's a great time to be on the planet.
Yes, it is. I totally agree, and especially to learn about the Bible as a physiological regeneration, as Dr. Bonacci said. This is one of the hardest truths to share with people over the years that I've had this knowledge. I'm glad that we're all here learning, growing, open, and sharing, because it's a hard truth to swallow, that the Bible, this book that Christians, most of us, I don't think if there's anyone here who did not grow up as a Christian, I'd love to hear what your experience was. But our experience as Christian babies was to go to the church and then read our Bibles and hear a sermon about the Bible. And there was never, ever in my remembrance any association with the physiological regeneration in the Bible. So now that we're at this very holy day for many people, especially Catholicos, yeah, I said that, that this is the day that our Savior was born. And I want everybody, if you know the Bible, if you go to a particular verse in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 43:11. I'm a Bible scholar student. I was brought into the church when I was a baby, an infant, because my grandfather was a pastor of the Church of God in Christ. By the way, oh my goodness, all of a sudden, every time I open my phone, there's a woman who is a sharing videos about coming out of homosexuality. Every person, all these men are now giving testimonies who were in the Church of God in Christ, and their pastors and their fathers and their mothers were all doing crazy sexual stuff, just all kinds of deviant, oh my goodness, it's just crazy. And the last three videos that showed up on my phone, I didn't search for any of this. It just like, poof, there it is. My Maisie knows what I'm talking about. We get this stuff that just pops up. And all of these men, these three men, are testifying how they were molested in the Church of God in Christ by their pastor. Oh, my goodness. So, and I have relatives who are closely, if you know about Robert Temple in Chicago, those were my relatives. Some of those people were the Roberts were my mother's sister married a Robert. So anyway, I just threw that in as a side, because religion and the Bible, we're talking about coming out of the junk DNA. And to know or to the Bible is really more about physiological regeneration. That's like a hard pill to swallow. We've been so stuck on the stories in the Bible that we don't think there's any other way or there's any other story to tell. But let's grow up, everybody. We want to go into 2023, a number 7, with an open mind and with no junk DNA. That's the whole purpose of the show tonight, because that we start tonight, if you're willing, to get rid of the junk DNA and the programmed lies that we got in Sunday school. Jesus loves me, this I know. So if anyone knows what Isaiah 43:11, press 1. If you can tell me what Isaiah 43:11 says. I'm going to leave it as an open question. Isaiah, Yeshayahu in Hebrew, Yeshayahu 43:11. And that's why we've missed that in the Torah. Now that's in not the Torah, but it's in the Old Testament. The prophet Isaiah was a prophet. 43:11. That's where we skip over in the COGIC, Kojic, the Church of God in Christ. Maybe they don't go there. And they probably miss a lot, because if they've been busy molesting children, I was just shocked to hear that so much of that was going on, although we know it's going on. I had no idea in the COG, Kojic, they call it, that their own children were being passed around at different churches to be molested and raped and whatever. This is the craziness. So today, Jesus is not a savior. Thank you. Thank you, Yah. It's Isaiah 43:11. I don't have any hands up. Says, and the Creator is speaking in this verse, and he says, "Besides me, there is no savior." Now that's Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh speaking. The Lord, if some of you want God, Lord Yahweh, is saying, "Besides me, Yahweh, there is no savior." Now that's actually in the Bible by Isaiah 43:11. So where did we come up with this idea of a savior? Catholic. If you ask me, it's the Catholic Church, and it goes back even further. You go to Babylon, Nimrod, Santa Claus, and all that comes from Nimrod. And if you're studying, you know that all of that ancient knowledge, Isis, Osiris, Kemet, blacks in Egypt, it was just plagiarized and moved all the way forward. Constantine playing his little part in that, and they all moved all these men, these elite, psycho elite men, I would call them, just moved all that ancient knowledge, Isis, Osiris, 4,000 years ago, here, there, spirit of Babylon, Nimrod, and they moved it into the New Testament and created Jesus. There you go. Here he is, Jesus. And now it wasn't even Jesus 400 years ago. In the 1611 Bible, it wasn't even a J there. It was Iesus. And they changed it again. So if you've been caught up in the church and the teachings of men, then you're still believing that today is the birthday of a savior. Ooh, wake up, people. Let's wake up today and move into 2023 with enlightened eyes. Now, we had debates going on all day on faith and texting and talking about Christmas is pagan. No, it's not pagan. Somebody even shared a video, a YouTube about titled Christmas is not a pagan holiday. So I listened to it and I thought, okay, so where in the Bible does it say to celebrate Jesus's birthday? That's the question. And then where in the Bible is Christmas? Because a lot of Bible-believing Christians say that today is Jesus' birthday, but you're really not a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, if you're celebrating this day as a Savior's birthday, because it's not in the Bible anywhere, nowhere. I don't care how many symbolisms you come up with about the tree, even though Jeremiah tells you right away, don't hang no tree, don't build no tree, don't put up any tree. There are several feasts in the Bible that the Bible tells us to celebrate. Feast of Tabernacles, Pesach, not Easter, all the, there's at least seven, if anybody can name those, if Obadiah, if you're in the house, maybe you can name the seven feasts that the Bibles tell us, the Bible tells us to celebrate. Totally ignored by most Christians, okay? In my journey, no Christians are celebrating the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They're not celebrating Pesach. They're not celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles, but it's in the Bible. So where is the logic and the sense of all that, quote, Christians are doing today? You're confused, and let's just admit it. No shame, no game, no judgment. Let's just admit we've had this junk DNA put into our subconscious memory, but from spending hours and hours in the pulpit or in the congregation listening to some ego-minded male or female talking about Jesus, say, you need a Savior. Here he is coming. So as Dr. Bonacci said, we don't need a Savior. You're the Savior. It's inside of you. That's a hard truth to swallow, but look in the Bible, Isaiah 43, the Creator, the Most High, Yahweh, God said, I'm the only Savior, folks. Here I am. That's in Isaiah. But if you're going to the New Testament, the Savior's everywhere. That's what they created. From what? From ancient Kemet. His name was not Jesus in ancient Kemet. It was Isis, Horus, all kinds of names for a Savior born by a Virgin Mary. Move forward to the New Testament, to today, where we have people going in debt on this for this day, giving gifts on somebody else's birthday. So somebody's asking me, quote, texting, what is a Christian? That's a good question. What is a Christian? Because today is their day. If you're a Christian, you spend a lot of money today, even if you're not a Christian. My son and his girlfriend, they don't go to church. They don't read the Bible, but they bought lots of presents and put them under the tree. How many of you have family-like members like that? They don't go to church. They don't read the Bible. They don't do any really religious, holy things, but they bought a lot of gifts and put it under the tree for that man's birthday. You know that's how birthdays run. When it's your birthday, I'm going to buy presents for somebody else, right? That makes a lot of sense, to put presents under the tree for someone else. Presents they don't really need, but they want, because let's face it, half the presents under even my tree, toys that my grandchildren probably don't need, but they sure are going to enjoy those toys and things. So what is a Christian? That's the question we might be asking ourselves tonight. If you're a Christian, then and not just if you're a Christian, are you a Bible-believing Christian? Because there's a lot of people also who wear a cross around their neck. They don't go to church, and they don't read the Bible. So what sense does that make? Then let's just say you're not a Christian. And then as I said to some of my friends in text messages today, you're a hypocrite. I'm sorry. Just play the role of a hypocrite. If you think this day is the birthday of a man named Jesus and you think you need to celebrate it, but you don't read the Bible for the other feast and you're not keeping the other feast that the Bible tells us we should keep, so you're a hypocrite. Let's celebrate Hypocritical Day today. That's what this day really is for Christians. But most of them are not living that life. They're not being true Bible believers. So there, here we are. Let us together create the energy and emotional intelligence tonight, which is what we talked about on this show all year, emotional intelligence. That means not reacting to things that you hear that you don't like, but instead responding. And somebody is saying, Mary, Mary, confusion, money worship, buying addict, the greatest gift of love is free. Listen, overstanding, validating. Thank you. So we're going to go, I think we're going to go to our break because I see Naima Latif's mic is open. I'm looking for your questions, your comments, either on Facebook or on Blog Talk Radio
Unmuted.
Studio, so we can start getting rid of this junk DNA before 2023 hits, which is a number seven, which is going to spring us into prosperity, peace, and much, much more if we can get rid of the junk DNA. So Naima Latif, our executive producer, is here with me, and she's going to play our next set of commercials. Thank you, Naima.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Joining me this evening. You could be doing a lot of other things, like sitting under the tree, just sitting next to the tree and looking at the lights and meditating. All the things you could be doing are numerous. So thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight. The collective energy is here to raise our frequency and get rid of junk DNA. And the first hour, if you missed it, we heard from Dr. Santos Bonacci. And as Kwame said, you can find him on YouTube. Just type in his name. He's had a lot of YouTube channels taken down because he's so powerful and so truthful. If you're too truthful, you have a tendency to be canceled on YouTube. So this man has so much energy of truth that he gets canceled a lot, but he's still available on there on other channels. So just if you're interested in finding out more. But what did he bring out to us tonight? He brought out the fact that 33, the number 33, which we know of in the Christian community, represents the age at which the Messiah died or was crucified. But we have all this knowledge now available to us thanks to the internet that tells us that number 33 has to do with the spinal cord, and the extension of the brain is involved, which has the cranium, the cerebrum, colostrum, the secretion of the sacral the sacral chakra. So all those energy centers that you hear me talk about or that you know about, the chakras are involved in this sacred meaning of Christ, the anointed, because he talked about the vagus nerve that I talk about on Friday morning, health and well-being, that we stimulate that nerve to activate its power in us to heal our lungs and our stomach. And what he mentioned tonight was how the vagus nerve is directly connected to your pineal and pituitary gland. Very, very powerful points to bring out, since on Friday, I believe it was Friday, I mentioned about the pineal gland and how that is also associated with ending depression. So all of these things together, he says, physiological regeneration as outlined in the Bible. Now, I realize some of you might be confused as to, well, what's the difference between spirituality and religion? So I have a short audio that I want to play just to clear that up. What is spirituality versus religion?
Spirituality is love and compassion, as far as I'm concerned, and particularly meaning that you are not just being rationally stuck within sort of what you think your body is wired to do. You're going into a deeper area of your mind where you kind of are asserting your free will, really. And you're choosing to be friendly and compassionate with people, whether or not they irritate you or whether or not they've done something to you. You're nevertheless choosing some sort of extraordinary, what we might say extraordinary. It shouldn't be extraordinary. It's actually not really, but we're conditioned to think it's an extraordinary response or outreach to people. And that is spirituality. Spirituality really is touching. And when you do that and you sort of let go of your sort of self-protective and defensive controls, what you tap into is the nature of the universe, which is the flow of energy interconnecting things. And so then you naturally feel like interconnecting. And spirituality is where you let go, therefore, of your narrow, tight sort of control, identifying yourself just as your body, and I'm holding on to this, and I'm holding on to my chair, and this kind of thing. And that's really what it is. And whereas religion, and it is, of course, the heart of religion, too. But unfortunately, religion has this other component where it goes into, instead of what the sociologists might call pattern transcending activity or mental activity as well as behavior, it's into pattern maintenance activity, and it becomes a tool of the state and the society and the conventional culture to control people and say you have to do this and you need that ritual and you obey this rule, and it stifles people, spirituality, actually. And in the name of it, people will kill each other and they'll hate people who don't have the same belief. Instead of being loving and friendly, they will misinterpret, or they'll allow the priesthoods to misinterpret the teachings of the great founders who were truly spiritual and who said, you know, don't behave like that, and they start behaving like that, you know. The Roman Catholic Church, the Catholic part is great, universal, and the Church of Jesus is great, is really great, but the Roman part is the Roman Empire from Constantine, and it's a dominating thing, and it isn't nice. And it's conflicting even for the priesthood. And, of course, many of the priests are saintly and wonderful. When they were more great mystics, they were better before the Protestants made them try to be more social, but to compete with them. But they too much adopted the stance of the Roman Empire is the problem. And religions do that. Buddhism too. It becomes a control mechanism rather than a liberating mechanism.
Many teach spirituality. Many study spirituality. There are books titled Spiritual Category, Industry, all very spiritual. But so much is misunderstood about the nature of spirit, for spirit is not a science. Spirit is not linear. Spirit is a connectivity. It is a space of merging with eternity where linear machinations implode upon themselves and things progress in a nonlinear fashion. You can go from the middle to the end, or from the beginning to the end, in similar distance as it would take a serial progression of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It is called the short path. It is the path of intimacy, and spirit is intimacy. And to be spiritual is to merge in alignment with your intimate self and dedicate that intimacy within the vitality that is you, that truth, and dedicate it to a realignment and merging, an emergence of a gestalt, a higher collective of you, a reunion of oneness back into the singular all. That is spirit. That is spirituality. Spirituality is two lovers running on the beach for an immaculate re-embrace. That is spirituality. Spirituality cannot be used as a weapon. Spirituality cannot be used to coerce. Spirituality that is coercion is not spiritual. For spirituality is intimacy and love. And oppression is not love, and is not intimate. And it is like two lovers, and when one lover is with another, both must be vulnerable and welcoming to expand into a greater sum of the parts, a gestalt phenomenon, back into a higher collective of oneness, that together they form something that is greater than the individual parts, and that is spiritual, and that is intimacy, and that is reunion, and that is the river of eternity flowing forth of all.
Spirituality, religion, there's a difference, but only if you can see that difference. So that's what we're talking about tonight when we are ascending to the sacred meaning of Christ, because up to now, most people are seeing this Christ as a person, as a holiday. All the things around the word Christ, which is anointing, have been seeing this as a physical reality more than spiritual reality. And listening to Dr. Bonacci tonight, he emphasizes the spirituality of it because it involves an intimacy with yourself, not Jesus, not God, but intimacy with yourself first. And what is Christ? What are the words of Christ? The kingdom is within. Most Christians are ignoring even that scripture. This is a New Testament scripture. The kingdom is within. Most of the Christians that I talk to or know, they don't grasp onto that kingdom within, not without. Yet to this season, everything is without. The tree, the bulbs, the lightning, the lights on, everything is without, which is not anything wrong necessarily, except how are you dealing with the kingdom within? So we've got another caller, and this is all about, again, getting rid of junk DNA so we can go into the next year with pure DNA and regenerate our pure DNA so that we can prosper, be in good health, and have peace in our life and the world even. Because this is a collective issue, collective effort. All of us can come together, or most of us, majority of us, or some of us even, can come together and realize we've been carrying this junk DNA because of the program lies and deceptions, and we can get rid of that and really jump into a new year with renewed spiritual vision. Mama AZ, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us.
Thank us for you having me. Dr. V, where is the numbers guru, Brother Harris? Call him up. Because it's in thank us, Brother Kwame. The phone line dropped. I don't know, you disappeared. And thank us, Brother Nelson. You know, Dr. V, these are some very interesting times. And that is what Brother Kwame spoke, because we all chose to come here to be a part of this madness. And by the way, I'm here on stolen lands, like where Brother Kwame is. The more that I research, the more I find out about the area that I have been sent to, and is Cochise County, for those who do not know, Fort Huachuca, Miracle Valley, Arizona. I post a lot today because of what today represents. Now, Dr. V, isn't today, doesn't it add up to a seven?
I believe so. Yes, it is. It is. Yep. No accident here.
No, it's not. And you are a seven. I am a seven. And Lord Strahan over there in New York, he's also a numbers guru. And I'm looking forward to getting, when the time comes, Lloyd Strahan out of New York and Brother Eddie Harris. They're like bookends. With this numbers are everything. And for those who can follow me, today I posted some videos, a timeline, and what it represents the new awakening on these stolen lands in Cochise County, people. And I'm Mama Bonfire, Robert Parrish, saying this. I know what I know. And the information that you, Brother Kwame, relayed to Dr. V, she sent it to me, and then she called me. I posted that on my Facebook page. For those who are not connected to me, just go to Mama Bonfire. Sometimes they let me post it. A lot of times they hide it because of the downloads that I've been getting from the indigenous side of the people, from the ancestors, from the tall ones. You, Dr. V, Brother Kwame, and even Brother Andrew called me and gave me a confirmation. You see, I stayed in a tent on a vision quest in Miracle Valley, Arizona. For those who do not know, there at the resting spot. The resting spot family, especially to my galactic medicine family, people, you know, Miracle Valley was created by Reverend A.A. Allen. His parents, indigenous side of the populations. I want you to know this, Dr. V. Until this planet can get back in harmony, especially the ones who look like us, who are very melanated, we don't really know who we are. But I guarantee you, the Caucasian people know who the hell we are, and they are doing whatever they can do to keep us stupid, unknowing who we are. There's a movie that I share. It's called Kin, K-I-N, and that's a bad movie. I mean, a good movie, but I mean, it's deep, family. You have to pay attention to that movie called Ken. And I posted it up on my Facebook page. And I directly said it came from Reverend A.A. Allen. I'm going to say this today, and it doesn't matter what people think of me. I know what some people think of me, especially the ones that look like me. Okay, but it doesn't matter because I came here for a purpose. And Reverend Allen, along with the other tall ones and the ancestors, brought me here. I want to say to you, family of melanation persuasion, listen to people like Dr. Blair. Listen to people like Be Serious. Listen to the Billy Carsons, the Bobby Hemmets, Myra, Sister Myra, and all of these people, the Phil Valentines, because I'm going to tell you something. We are freaking missing the boat. We don't want to come back in order. We don't choose to. It's out of our comfort zone. However, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't choose to get back into harmony, something else is going to come down that you may not be able to deal with, that you just may want to exit the building like many people are doing now. These ones that are leaving the planet, they chose, family, and we have to learn how to not allow our hearts to grieve and go to the next highest level. That's what I believe that Reverend A.A. Allen and ones that are on the other side are communicating to me about.
Well,
I hope a lot.
Sister, we can look at people who are still on this side, like Kyrie Irving and Ye, who have been very courageously, what I would say, blowing a shofar these days. Kyrie Irving brought everyone's attention to the book Hebrews to Negroes, okay? So now hundreds of people, thousands, I don't know how many people have probably read that book, seen the documentary. And they might be a little more woke than they were a few months ago, years ago, after reading that and understanding, oh, I'm not just a Negro. So now I feel like there's been a reverse of energy in many locations, Negroes to Hebrews. A lot of Negroes, niggers, whatever, are going back to being a Hebrew. So it's all good. It's all good. And as you said, many people are going to leave this planet because, number one, they decided to be injected with these damn chemicals that said you need to kill a virus. This has been 2022, and the last 3 years has been a year of lies. And the biggest lie was what? Safe and effective. Safe and effective. That's the biggest commercial. And then the biggest lie for this month has been ding, 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 ding. Charlie, have a beautiful Christmas. Have a beautiful Christmas. As Dr. Sirius was saying, you go in the mall and they're programming you with that music.
Mm-hmm.
They even in the air vents like cinnamon and other plant scents that make you want to buy and consume. I had no idea. But that's what almost what I felt in the mall is that, oh, we got to buy something. I didn't buy anything, but went to a movie that was horrible and caused me to be in shock. But, yeah, this is a lot of things are generating more death or life depending on, guess what, your DNA, where your junk DNA. If you're still carrying around junk DNA, it's not going to be a good year for you next year. But for those of us who are choosing, remember, spirituality, from what we just heard, is about choice, having the choice to do what you personally thrive, not what the Catholicos tell you, not what the Baptists tell you, the Methodists or any other denomination tell you, but what you and your kingdom within is telling you what is right.
That's right.
Getting rid of all these lies and beliefs, old beliefs, that have not served you. You, more than anyone, you know up to this point in this season what has served you well and what has not. So if you're still holding on to the crucifixion and you have perfect health and you have joy and peace, then keep holding on to your crucifixion. That must be serving
right.
you well. But if you're having issues, other issues with yourself or anyone else, and I have, for instance, I had someone today on a group text, got very angry and upset because she was in this group text on Christmas. I'm like, really? What on Christmas? So she was angry that people weren't respecting her holiday. I just thought that was interesting.
Sister, it's okay.
The choice is turn your damn phone off then, or go and Don't look at the text. I do that all the time. I turn my phone off at night. I don't look at text at certain hours. I ignore my phone. But some of us are caught up in this business mind where I've got to make money and I've got to check my phone and I got to do this and I got to do that. And they don't even know how to let go of their phone. Control that this state, the state of religion and other things have on people where you're in this junk DNA mind. I think we got Brother Eddie Harris with his phone or hand.
May I say something quickly, Sister, before I forget? That movie, you said Menu. When I listened to that, my gut told me that the way that they're constructing movies and what have you, like that one, Menu, they want to get the unexpected people. They're like, oh, my God, because, see, what they're doing is programming you to be comfortable with that. That's the status quo. On the menu we have today, we're going to blow my brains out. That's what they want us to do, is to be programmed. But you know what? We have to go within and listen to our higher selves. Nobody else, ourselves. Thank us.
Brother Eddie Harris, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us.
Greetings, my brother.
Greetings and better love together, family. How's everybody doing on this joyous holiday season?
Yeah.
I had to use holiday because of a number. The number is 4 for holiday. The number is 4 for Christmas, family. So starting off with that 4 dealing with Christmas, let's go to the menu. Menu is also 13, which is 4. That's on the menu, family. Our truth, our spiritual. Spiritual is 4. Truth is 4. Menu is 4. Our spiritual essence has always been on the menu. That's why it's me and you when you look at menu. We have always been on the menu. So dealing with Christmas, dealing with the story of Christ, understanding the true story. The true story is spiritual. That's why Christ himself, that name comes to 32, the 5. And that's what it's talking about. All that is in Christ is in you and me. It's in the kingdom. Well, kingdom is 23, the 5, family. You don't know what your kingdom is, just go to your brain. Brain is 14 to 5. That's your thought, 41. That's where it starts with your thought. Who got you programmed on Christ? You are the Christ. Christ is the example of perfection that we all strive for. The five, family. Your thought, your interpretation. We come together in five called fellowship to get it right, because we all got bits and parts that we get on our journey that we're supposed to come together and collaborate. Fellowship, it's called. But that's why it's the five. See, and we still truly don't understand the occult, which is 23 of this language called English, 32, that we have all adopted. When we adopted the language, we adopted their agenda. We talk about agenda 21, agenda 2030. No, when we adopted the language, that's the agenda, because we didn't understand the confusion, 32 of the occult, 20 English, 32, the five. That's why they gave us an anointed one called Christ, 32, but because we didn't see ourselves in it, it's been confusion, 32, ever since. But again, we're coming to that five, that place. That's why the holy place, place is 14. That's the place called love. Love is 14, family. We get the code. Code is 14. We know the game, 14, how to beat these English, I ain't going to be disrespectful. I don't want to call them people because they're far from it. But again, family, we are that Christ. That's why when he was talking about the sacrum down there by your tailbone has what? How many bones that come out of your tailbone? Five, family. And it's located right down there in your sexual pocket. Sex is 14. And it came from what? The kingdom, 23, called your brain, 14. And it travels down your spinal column. That's why you got 32 equal vertebrates. That's the five. And the one that holds your brain, and they put it in movies, is called the atlas, baby. That's the 33rd vertebrate that holds up the brain, the five. Let me stop. But anyway, family, yes, we're coming, we're waking up. Next year, everything that you said about 2023, which is the 7, and yes, today is the 7, so we will be seeing everything we're talking about. See is 16, which is 7. We're going to witness it. 34, which is 7. We're going to recognize, finally, 34, which is 7. What we all been talking about for what? The last past 3 years, dealing with this nonsense called a pandemic, 23, where you have to get a vaccine, 23, that will lead to what? Your death. 23, because a lack of your faith in what's been embedded in us by our Creator. We're not in touch. We're not in tune. That's why now we're talking about getting back in tune with nature, with the universe, with the flow and the current, currency. All of these things have numbers embedded behind this occult English language, family. So we find I got the numbers to break us free. Everybody else has another part. Numbers is not the only way, but it is a major way, because that's the era or time that we're in called arithmetic, the fourth liberal art, showing us the fourth chakra, which we're all into, but we didn't recognize that the fourth seal on the other side reflects what the four chakras showing us by the number of all the words. It equals up by using the arithmetic. Anyway, family, I'm not going to keep you. Love you all. And please, all I ask for me is take notes. When we are all talking, these are classes, family. These ain't no shows. These are classes. So we need to pick up pens and pencils and take notes. Because, again, we are the record keepers of all the things that are transpiring, have transpired, and will transpire. With that, on the five, peace and love, I'm out, family.
peace and love. So grateful. Thank us, thank us, thank us. That's some really awesome information, and the numbers are right on target for me intuitively, everything. Thank you. Thank us so much for showing up. I think everybody gets an A+ for showing up, and then it's up to you. It's a choice to take notes. So I highly advise that too, because I'm taking notes on these numbers every time he brings them up. And we got to take our last break. So hang in there, and we'll be right back with the summary of all this information tonight, and just preparation, because this will be my last whole purpose show. But Friday I'll be back for health and well-being. That'll be my last health and well-being for the year 2022. Adios, lies and deception is how I feel. Adios, lies and deception.
Unmuted.
Bringing up a new DNA, getting rid of the junk DNA, and moving into prosperity, love, peace. So Naima Latif, your mic is open. Thank you for playing our next set of commercials.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon. We are back. question or comment, please press 1. And we have been talking about, let's see, we have Zelda is in Facebook studio, and she's going to have tomorrow morning, she'll have Queen Sister Africa Porter joining the show on the Female Solution Monday Morning Mindfulness. So you want to join in tomorrow morning at 7 Central and 8 Eastern. So thank you, Zelda, for giving that information. I'm always looking for that near the end of my show. And we've been talking about ascending tonight. It's a choice. It is a choice. It is a choice. I want to say that over and over again. There's no need to control anyone here. That's the tool of religion. Religion is very controlling, and especially holidays like this are very controlling. You go into a mall the last few weeks, and that's all you think about is celebrating this day with gifts and buying, buying, buying. So we're offering you some solutions to that zombie mind of control. And this day has really been for children. I'm sure all of you can remember what it was like to wake up on this in the morning to see all those gifts under the tree or no gifts at all, whatever. I'm sure everyone's experience for this day has been different as a child. And that's what it's about even for adults. It's a childish holiday. It's a immature, spiritually immature day for adults. That they're taking part in all of the brainwashing for this Catholic creation of a holiday when the sun, S-U-N, is what we should be focusing on, which would be nature. Wouldn't it be just cool to talk about nature instead of somebody's birthday with gifts and trees and decorations? How about nature? The sun has been the most active teacher in this season. If we're spiritual, we focus on, as I think Kwame mentioned earlier, the position of the sun and how it's now moving into a different position and the energy of the sun. And then the fact that the DNA for our next season is all wrapped up in the energy of the sun and the kingdom within. So the kingdom within will store whatever is in your environment that you're taking in. I heard Dr. Sirius say something about today that your brain takes in the shape of the drug you're even taking. Your brain even takes whatever drugs you're on, alcohol, whatever. Your brain starts to shape in the pattern and the energy form of that drug. And so we take on our environment because we're cells. You're just one big cell that our soul is living on. We have trillions of little cells, and then we're all one big cell in a petri dish. I think Bruce Lipton said that in one of his teachings. We're all just one big cell in a petri dish. So guess what? Your environment, what you believe, what you're thinking, where you go, where you travel is what's going to influence your brain. So next year, 2023, we are preparing. We want to have prosperity in every way, health and peace. And no war. So collectively, I think collectively most important, we would love to move into a year of no war. And that means also internally in the kingdom, no war, which means getting rid of the lies and realizing that the 33 vertebrae in our spine is a reminder of how Christ-like or how Mashiach in us can move us into an anointed position on this earth to be kings and queens, territory of our planet. We're going to be royalty next year. I feel royalty in my blood next year, commanding and instructing and teaching all the people that we come in contact with. If you're not doing it now, you're going to be doing even more in 2023 because the 7 is going to move you powerfully when you're conscious of it. We're going to have the same courage that Ye has right now and Kyrie Irving and all the other brothers or sisters Queen Afua is another one. She has a lot of courage, too. She's teaching so much truth about nutrition and the body's health. And I just love listening to her teach because she talks from experience. So we can have an experience this year, the end of this year, that when we get rid of this junk DNA and a testimony of how we raise the oil in our vertebrae spinal cord and how we raise the energy of the spiritual energy from our subconscious as we release all that junk DNA, release, and move into new DNA. And that means self-love. Self-love is going to attract the abundance and the where you are in your chakra energy is also going to have an effect on how much abundance and peace you bring. I realize Brother Andrew Nelson started off the telephone comments with masturbation. And I thought, where in the world is he going with that? And then it became clearer as Kwame tuned in, and I realized what he was saying is that masturbation is about focusing on your lower chakra. If you're having, if you have a sex addiction, if you're focusing on that type of energy behavior, you need to be having orgasms all the time. And if that's your focus, then that energy is going to stifle all the other chakras, the abundance that you need and what has been prepared for us if all your energy is focused in the lower chakras. So how do we balance the energies in our chakras? Well, of course, one way is meditation, and that's what we want to do right now is just a little meditation, because I hope that by now you're getting used to spending that time in stillness, spending more time in quiet. Not even needing maybe music all the time, but if music helps you to get into quiet stillness, that is what's going to help you get rid of the junk DNA, and that's what's going to help you become more intimate. As we talked about, the spirituality is about intimacy, choice, love, compassion, your mind merging with the higher mind, connecting, aligning with your true spiritual, deep, intimate self, the kingdom within, whereas the tool of the state is control, control, control. You got to go to church this day. You got to do this that day. You got to do this day. You got to go into the little box in the Catholic Church, confess your sins, and then you're saved. You got to go up to that altar every Sunday and get and then find your Savior. That's just the religious part of you that is going to interfere with your spirituality and your growth. So let us just take, again, the time to breathe in and meditate for a few minutes and be reminded of who we really are in this kingdom.
Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of these, I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bones. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird sings. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, a light of stories. We need to quiet our minds, we need to listen. Earth, my body, water, my body, air, my breath, and fire, my my breath and fire must be.
Go into one more meditation music, and I just got a text from Brother. Cindy is number 33. So that lines up really well with the 33 vertebrae that Dr. Bonacci was sharing with us about. 33, the year, the number, the birth date or the year of the Messiah story when he was crucified. But let's do one more meditation as we think about how aligned we are to be here tonight, first of all, and to experience ascending as a beginning for 2023. Breathing in and out consciously, deeper breath usually do. New truth, vision, a new spiritual.
Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am. Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of
is an affirmation of a And that's where we're ascending to. Our goal, that's our intention. 2023 is to ascend to the heavenly soul who I healing and seeing. I walk, not the religious person, not the faith. I'm healing and changing the heavenly mind that we were all intended to have. Why? Because we live in this heavenly body with the cerebellum and the spinal cord and the vertebrae that match the numbers of the tree that told a story of a man who came to show us truth and light, not to be our savior. So thank you all for joining me this evening, and I pray that your journey going forward will be one of ascension and truth and love and compassion and detox. It's a good week to do some detoxing, detoxing, detoxing on every level, physical and spiritual, as we prepare for a powerful year. So come back tomorrow for Female Solution, and I will see you Friday for health and well-being with Viata. So everybody have a wonderful evening and a beautiful heavenly week.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci.
And just a quick note for us, Brother Ed Parrish, was also saying that the pituitary and the
Nigeria
are also fine. So let us rejoice in the pituitary and pineal gland, giving us more messages. Our bodies are giving us messages. Hallelujah.
Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog.